to what happened on Tuesday night at the town, at the city city hall, where a lot of us, a number of us, got citations. I think it was 7 or 8, mostly for being in the park. Some simply bad tickets, as say tickets that are not based on any real understanding of the law, any real understanding, any understanding at all, for example, lying on the sidewalk, which is not a crime in this area. Obstructing the sidewalk, which is only a crime if you refuse to move when someone tries to walk by and they're not able to walk by your path, which is not the case for any of us. One of our strategies was, for at least some folks, once they're told by police to leave the park, that they did leave the park, and they set up their sleeping bag on the sidewalk in a non-obstructive manner. Police, however, were determined, partially, I think, because of the resistance of folks. There's a lot more resistance. I'm going to start playing some of the audio. I've been talking for 45 minutes. Let's see if I can actually get to what happened on at least some of my perspective and some of the audio I took on the evening of the 11th, and I think in the early morning of the 12th. So let's hear some of that.
I'm counting, doing a walk around 11:30 around the premises. I'm counting 7 on the bricks sleeping, and probably 5 or 6 more people kind of wandering about having sandwiches, and we hear a couple people.
The bricks are an area that is in front of City Hall, but not part of the sidewalk. It is, the police regard it as part of the so-called park that is closed after 10 o'clock at night, or in this case, somewhat later, 10:30, 11 o'clock, because City Hall, the City Council meeting meets at City Hall, and it's half an hour after they leave. That also is the closing time, according to the written sign that sits there, essentially abrogating people's constitutional rights to be at the center of their government at night.
Rustling the bushes, I'm counting, let's add 2 more, maybe 9, as I walk around City Hall, the rose bush area.
It's counting the number of sleepers.
A stirring in the bushes. And it's a very placid night. A little chilly. It's been warm all day, and it's now beginning to, the warmth is kind of coming, dissipating. Well, I'm at the City Council agenda glassed-in area, which is right next to the door, the City Council chambers, to see if there are any upcoming meetings in the next 72 hours which have agendas posted. If there are, they're required to be accessible 24 hours a day during the next 72 hours. But I'm not finding a lot. I'm finding there's a zoning administrator hearing on the 19th, but today is the 11th, soon to be the 12th. And I'm not finding much else. Ah, here's something. Here's the Library Facilities Financing Authority Joint Powers Authority Board, Thursday, August 6th, 2015, at 224 Church Street. Public meeting at 9 a.m. That is day after tomorrow. No, that was last week. Scratch that.
Ah. Anything interesting?
Sorry?
Anything of...
I'm looking over the agendas to see if anything is actually coming up in the next 3 days.
That is worthwhile?
Oh, not necessarily, but it means we can look at the agendas because they're required to be public during that period of time.
All right.
So actually, there is something for August 13th.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be a regular meeting, August 13th and 14th, 5 and 2 p.m., Police Community Relations at the Water Supply Advisory Committee agenda, strangely enough. And that's happening in the community room of the police department. Then there is another, then what the specific agenda is here, the 5 to 9:30 p.m. agenda. This is one on the 13th and one on the 14th. Today, of course, is the 11th. That is within 72 hours. So for those who want to, there is a Water Supply Advisory Committee agenda that needs to be accessible to the public. And, of course, we have tonight's City Council agenda, which has already happened. So I count one guy in the corner of the building, and then over here on the grass, We have two, three, four, or more. That makes 13. The guy without a blanket.
I'm surprised.
15. 8. 16, 17, 18, 19. I count 19 people sleeping. That's a. Here comes number 20.
Yeah, I was just by a dog. And almost blocked by a woman.
Where was it?
Yeah, what else?
In this car?
These are boomerangs. We come back. I said, relatively. They're all relative.
So we have a squad car. Just pulled over and stopped.
No, the lights are off.
Yeah, perfect.
So they're keeping an eye on us, perhaps, over by the library. The squad car is here. And we have our signs have been moved from the fountain area down to the brick area where the directory sign is. Here's the second squad car has arrived. Second squad car is here, photographers. Station wagon. Two squad cars are arriving. And there are two more squad cars over to the side, perhaps three. Ah, looks like a major number of squad cars tonight. Get those cameras out, folks. So we have the arrival of police officers. And we have two female police officers, one male police officer. And the police officers are now the area around the flag, talking with Abby, and they're asking folks to leave after hours.
Hey, there's someone over there yelling right now.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. Thank you. What's your name, officer?
McBride.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Courtesy is always important in these situations. You might learn that. So there's a. Abby's advising people to move to the sidewalk. And the officers are shining their flashlights on people all different points in the grass. And there's saying parks after hours. Three officers are confronting someone in a sleeping bag. I'm going to try to catch a better view of it around on the access side. And the officer is writing a citation for one of the individuals. There are actually two of them. One of them is Mel Nunez, who's an activist. He's slowly waking up. I'm counting police officers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, possibly 8 police officers. And they continue to shine flashlights on a homeless man who's trying to sleep. And there are two people over here. One of them seems to be waking up. And they're taking this man's information. And they're also surrounding the shower, the portable shower.
portable shower is a tent, which is sort of a makeshift shower that folks use, donated by Food Not Bombs and available on the weekends at Food Not Bombs often, where they have a 4-to-6 meal at the main post office Saturdays and Sundays. The significance of a shower is, with the closing of the Homeless Lack of Services Center showers and the closing of the showers on the beaches, where you're no longer allowed to take showers there either, the general community has been cut off because of the water situation. There's only limited places. Mora Street, the St. Francis Soup Kitchen, is one place to go during the weekdays to get a shower, if you know you're able to get in the line and so forth. I'm not sure how accessible it is and how difficult it is to get in. Also, you have to be on their good side to get to a shower. People don't seem to understand this is really a key element of a lot of homeless so-called services. Now, why don't they just follow the rules? They could be on the good side. Well, imagine if you had to be, if you're trying to live in a house where you have to be on a particular boss's good side every time you come in. One, it can be a difficult road to hoe, particularly if you're homeless or struggling to do all kinds of other things, not able to store your property there during the day, facing a lot of authorities throughout the day who are making demands on you, implicit demands on you, not to sit here, not to sit there, keep moving here, get out of this park over there, and so forth, and to face this at night as well. It is really a form of pressure, which it can be difficult. Mike, you've been homeless yourself. Do you have any comments on this kind of a situation? Am I exaggerating? Or
no, I think you're quite right. There's a lot of problems trying to exist when you're homeless. That's why they die 20 years before the average age for men and women. They die young, you know, and that's part of the reason, because they're exposed not only that they're exposed to the element, but they're exposed to the strong arm of the law and abuse from the community, you know, basically.
Yeah, I think it's also a form of implicit abuse. It's a sort of don't watch out. You're on a series of tripwires. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't sit here. It's not that everyone's always telling you this. Don't light up a cigarette near here if you're a tobacco addict. Don't dare to use medical marijuana anywhere outside unless you have to be 1,000 feet away from any school, a community center. I mean, there's a whole series of things that makes almost all of Santa Cruz theoretically illegal for people to medicate with marijuana. I think that's unconstitutional and violates Proposition 215, but I think that's still the case. But let's hear some more from... This, I guess, is early Wednesday morning at the City Hall, the Freedom Sleepers.
I'm on the access way to the agendas, but I'm going to have to leave the access way in order to keep an eye as to what's going on over here. There, Steve Plage and Abby are carrying the shower. It looks like it's been used recently.
Yes.
Hang on. Okay.
Real good. And looks like three folks are carrying the shower off to from its place on the grass toward the side.
Why don't you arrest him? That guy, he's one of your officers. Why don't you arrest him?
Max is upset that the
because if it's a safety issue, that's a safety issue too.
He's not trying to get my eyes.
And there's an officer who I recognize. Folks again are moving their property to the sidewalk. Other officers are surrounding and harassing people who are at the seat of city government at night, where they have the right to be. Whatever the police want to call this area, and we're also on an access way through the park.
You're violating the law by harassing us.
And as I will explain later and have explained before on this show, being on an access way that's clearly marked and specifically designated through the area makes you immune from the park closing law in any area so closed. That's a way of saying you can walk through parks but can't linger in them or can't. Actually, the word linger isn't moved. The actual wording of the ordinance actually allows you to linger on the access ways. It doesn't explicitly say that, but it doesn't prohibit it either. So it is essentially, you know, a legalistic loophole that I was hoping, and I'm still hoping, that the courts will acknowledge should give the defendants the right to say, look, the law is not specific enough here. It doesn't state you can't stay on this access way for as long as you want. And that was, I actually got a ticket later on an access way. We're going to hear more about that as we proceed.
You're violating the law.
Thank you.
We're having a protest.
You're violating the law.
It's our First Amendment right.
Right.
This is actually a public access way through a park, so they're not violating the law.
So
doesn't matter. There's a public access way through it.
You know the drill. Come on.
I do, too. I'll show you the law.
I'm saying you know the drill. It's a park. You can't be here after hours.
Public access way through the park is the exception to that. Do you want me to show you the law?
So that is a public access.
This is a public access. This is.
We're over here.
Right, but I am. And the person you just spoke to was, so... Well, it's true. They're slightly off of it. If you move on to the public access way, you are, I think, completely legal. So.
As long as you go to the street, we don't have a problem.
All right, there you go. Now we're legal. We're on the public access way through the park.
Robert, this is a park.
Doesn't matter.
Public access way.
It is, but
you need to get off this public access way because the park is closed. There's no reason to move through here.
That's the exception.
The officers who are talking, I believe, the main officer leading this group of armed police officers. I know police officers are naturally armed, but you know, a bunch of guys in costumes, operating in military formation, who are telling you to abandon your rights, whether they're doing so with smiles or without. It's quite a. To me, it's not something we should be accepting unless there's a legitimate reason for what they're doing that. In any case, Sergeant Forbes, and I think it's David Forbes. There are two Forbeses on the police department, or there were. And there is also an officer, Winston, who was involved. And Winston has been notorious in other earlier times, and I haven't heard of many complaints about him recently, a few perhaps. But let's hear some more. But Forbes, who leads this gang of bluecoats, so to speak, was denying us the right to be there and ignoring the law. I mean, I presented it to him. And then finally an officer began to look it up and pointed out there was such a law, but that didn't deter Sergeant Forbes.
There is, because okay. There's an agenda, which I have the right to see anytime, okay. 24 hours a day.
You don't have to get angry, man. No one needs to be raising their voice, all right? We understand why you're here. We have to go ahead and enforce the law. We're asking you guys to leave.
Well, then you should enforce the code that says that I have the right to look at the agenda when I want to, but you're not enforcing that.
He's upset with that. He's been given some citations for being here, and he's right. He has the right to view the agenda within 72 hours.
Okay.
It's posted.
What you're really doing is just making it so this way people who don't have money can't sleep, so this way we have to go pay the rich landlords who you really work for.
Robert, since you seem to understand what's going on, can you explain to him it's making this worse for everybody? All right, this is not what we're out here to do. We realize people are upset, but we're not here to have any kind of conversation with anybody. So,
well, we aren't either. We're just simply trying to, you know, exercise our right to be at City Hall
at night.
You're
making it worse. You're making a threat.
So I'll ask you if you can.
And if you're making a threat, you're liable.
Can we get a flashlight? And I want to show you the law, and maybe I misunderstand the law. If you understand the law better than I do, then I would be happy to be aware of that.
In the park, after hours, any city park. This is considered a park.
Unless you are on a public access way through it. That's what the part of the law is. So that's
what we understand. This is not a public access way. This is an access way to the building. Okay. But
where the agenda is.
Yeah, where the agendas are. We also have access. There's an agenda up there that is for 2 days hence. We have the right to access it through this area. So
how are you going to access the agenda?
By walking over to it. We can get, you know, we can do so.
Why don't you go ahead and do that and get we need to get and move on, and that way everyone can get what they want out of this, okay? But you guys are in the park after hours, so that's why we're asking people to leave.
Right, but we also have the right to access it 24 hours a day.
Go for it.
And to go access it again 5 minutes later if we wish.
Yes, not really reasonable, is it?
Well, it's true, though. Okay. It's part of the law. So, no, I'm not trying to be unreasonable to you. I'm just trying to tell you what the reality is.
I know what you're saying. I know why you guys are here.
Yeah.
But this is why we're out here. So if you guys wouldn't mind to get the information you need, that's great. And you know when the park opens up, so you guys can come back, okay? Thank you.
Well, I don't think it's okay, and I understand that you do.
Can you do me a favor? Make sure all those candles get blown out, because we got dry grass around here. We're obviously not watering. We don't want a fire. That would be a really poor representation of your protest.
No, I understand. Do you think there's actually a risk of a fire here?
That thing gets tipped over at Spark, and this is dry grass. No one's using camera.
Wet grass.
Well, you know what? I'm not willing to make that that risk, okay?
It's wet.
It's fire season.
So there was an area where there were a series of candles in a circle. And the cop was saying, I want you to pick up your candles and blow them out because, you know, it's a fire season. Now the grass was wet. So, I mean, it was an example of do this, do that, follow my orders, which police officers perhaps are trained to require people to do as part of a strategy of compliance, perhaps. I don't know. Or maybe it just becomes a professional deformation for police officers. But it can be extremely aggravating to anybody. Free individuals don't like being told what to do, and there's no rational reason for it, or when it's something that they should have the choice to do without being directed. I mean, imagine if some other person without a uniform, a gun, and a bunch of other thugs behind him, and I'm saying thugs not because any of these individuals as people are thugs, but when they act in that fashion, they lend themselves to that kind of description. Imagine how you'd feel if an individual came up to you and said, okay, you better blow that out and get out of here, you know, that sort of thing. That it smacks of not just bullying, but a kind of a profound intimidation that is itself criminal in the sense that it denies you a kind of basic right. And it not just denies you a basic right, it treats you like shit. And that's what we, you know, don't want to see happening in our community. And which, of course, is becoming more and more allowed if you're in a position of authority, particularly if you do so with a smile and a gentle voice and that sort of thing. But the question is, what's happening in substance here? So let's hear some more.
So let's use some common sense here and not get anything
is
going.
Is it Officer Forbes or is it Sergeant Forbes?
Sergeant. What's up the stripes?
Sorry, Sergeant.
That's all right.
Yeah, I didn't notice you in the darkness. But, no, I don't think there's a fire danger, but I appreciate
you know
your
what?
Concern.
We're going to blow them out, all right? We don't want a fire.
Well, you're trying to blow out lights in more than one sense. I agree. So the officers are telling us we have to leave the center of government, City Hall, which, even though the buildings are closed, this area is an area where the people have the right to assemble, particularly the public access ways, which are specifically itemized in the ordinance. So as far as I'm concerned, people have a right to be at least on these public access ways, and I think they also have the right to be in the rest of the grounds because this is City Hall. You don't close down City Hall at night. That's not legal. It's the center of government. Particularly when you're trying to harass poor and homeless people.
We're not committing a crime. You have no reason to issue an order to disperse. This is a protest.
And also we are petitioning the government for a redress of grievances. And I can show you the petition. In fact,
don't qualify as a crime.
But I don't think the officers are listening. Understandably, they want to keep their jobs still. I recognize Officer Winston over there, who's part of this group. It is a group, fairly large group of officers. We have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, at least 10 officers here. And Sergeant Forbes is advising folks to put out candles claiming there's a fire danger on wet grass. It would be far more credible if the police department wasn't telling us these stories. Come on, guys. So again, counting the officers, I'm again going to do a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I count 10. So how are you guys doing tonight?
Excellent.
Good. Good.
Sorry, I can't help you. Sorry, You guys can't be here in the forefront. It's awful. We have private rehearsals. I've already given you my answer.
Where can we go for tonight so you guys don't...
I cannot give any recommendations. I'm asking you guys to leave the park, okay?
Of course not.
They're telling you to.
No doubt. No doubt. I just want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for asking. Yeah, it's good.
That's the real question. If you're going to drive people away from here, you must give them a legal place to go where they can sleep.
Well, we're not going to be at least bothered.
And I don't hear anybody doing that, so...
Tomorrow. Obviously, there's no internet access for us right now. We can't do any research. What are we supposed to do for tonight, for the meantime?
Well, you guys need to leave this place, so that's what we're asking you to do. Otherwise, people get tickets. So,
again, this is one of the three access ways through, so as long as we're on this access way, I don't believe that a ticket will be legal.
Rob, you're going to get cited for it if you're not here, so that's why we're asking to leave, okay? You guys can
I understand.
The judge. That's fine.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a false arrest, and you'll be held liable for it, you know.
Okay.
Is it okay? I don't think so. Also, you're violating these people's rights, their right to sleep legally, not anywhere and everywhere, but somewhere. I'll show you the ordinance. It's 13.04.011, and it's Section C, if you'd like to take a look.
These guys aren't willing to leave us to all tickets and start signing.
At this point, they take a look on their little iPod phone, smartphone. One officer does look up the ordinance.
And one of the officers is showing.
Mr. Norris is going to be the first one.
This is the access way right here.
We're not debating that, Robert. The park is closed after hours. I've already given you the opportunity to get whatever information you need. So.
Well, right now I'm preoccupied with this situation, but I'm happy to...
preoccupied out there. All right, we've been more than.
Well, this is the public access way. I have a right to be on this access way. That's my understanding.
Where are you going? What are you trying to access?
I am trying to.
You haven't gone anywhere.
It doesn't really say what I have. It doesn't say what I have to access.
You have to be going anywhere.
Last chance. If you guys want to debate it, of course, the place to do it. Okay?
Well, I'm going to go access a few agendas, but I'll be right back.
Go for it.
Right now, I'm accessing what's happening with you guys.
I just asked you a plain question.
Mr. Norris, you're being cited now, sir, so I need you to stand still.
I just asked you a question.
So you are illegally giving me a citation, though I'm on a public access way. Is that correct? What's your name?
Officer Rodriguez.
And your sergeant's name is?
Sergeant Forbes.
Yes, the same one we just spoke with. So even though you acknowledge we're on an access way, I'm asking you, are we on an access way? I'd like to know that.
I am not going to confront you on this. I'm not going to...
Are we standing on bricks?
We could argue this in court, sir.
I don't want to argue anything. I'm asking you if we're on an access way, that's all.
This is a park, sir. This whole area is a park. You can't be in there after hours.
So you're denying the right to be on an access way. Do I understand that? That's what you're saying. No one can be in the park at all. Is that correct?
Not after hours, sir.
Okay, then you are obviously misinterpreting the law here. You've just been informed of the law by one of your fellow access.
K-A-H-N, yes.
What is your full name, sir?
You've been advised by these officers looked up the law, who told you there was an exception to this particular ordinance, and you're telling me that everywhere in the park it is illegal. You know who I am.
I don't know your full name, and I don't know your date of birth, Mr. Norris. I just know you as Robert Norris. I don't know your full name. I don't know your date of birth, sir. I don't know your address.
I know you don't.
And I need that stuff.
I mean, I think you probably do, actually.
Are you refusing, sir?
I'm not refusing.
Okay, can I get your full name?
But I think you have my name in your
full name.
You have my name in the records, right?
I don't have records in front of me, as you can see. Mr. Norris, last time, are you refusing to identify yourself?
No, I'm not refusing. You're calling me Mr. Norris. You know who I am.
I know your name. I don't know your date of birth, and I don't know your address.
It's all on your computer, and you know that.
This is the last chance. I've given you several opportunities. I am going to arrest you for failing to identify yourself to a police officer.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He doesn't have access to those computers you're talking about.
Mr. Norris, what's it going to be here, sir?
It's not going to just take
He has no access to a computer? Are you serious?
He's standing in a park.
Robert.
So he doesn't have access to it.
Can I get your full name, please?
Robert Norris is my name.
What's your date of birth, sir?
May 30th, 1947. Hey, how's it going, Abby?
How about your address, sir?
309 Cedar, as you would find on your computer.
Which he doesn't have.
Which you would get if you walked off the park and you went to your squad car.
Cars don't access that.
Oh, come on.
It is ridiculous. I agree with that.
You have it on a police computer. You can get it anytime you want once you get to your station, if nothing else.
Right.
Come on.
We're not going to the station.
Well, but you will be eventually.
Mr. Norris, what color eyes do you have, sir?
I don't know. Dark brown, something like that.
Okay. How tall are you? How much do you weigh?
Oh, 6 feet.
How much do you weigh?
220. This is a real waste of time for you guys, I got to tell you.
Sure is.
Well, at least I have one individual agrees with me. We don't always agree, either. So it appears police officers are harassing people in front of the park area as well. In front of the city hall area that has been designated a park in order to drive away protesters. And the officer is writing me a citation now, though we're all standing, including two other officers, actually four other officers. Officer Winston is off to the side. Three other officers. What's your name?
May I help you, sir?
Officer?
No, the park's closed, sir.
Public access way is open, and you're denying that man water, Winston, is that correct?
That's correct.
What I told him was the park is closed.
Oh. Well,
he recorded that.
The indication of your voice was, don't go up there. The park is closed.
That's correct.
Well, then you're denying him access to water, Winston.
I believe there's water many other places.
Really? Name one other place where he can get water this time of night.
7-Eleven.
You think they'll give him water if he walks in? Come on.
7-Eleven is what Winston said.
Jim Schnorth. They're being set for being in the park after hours.
And your name is?
Again, Officer Rodriguez.
Thank you, Officer Rodriguez.
Okay. And I need you to sign inside the red box, sir, that you are not admitting the guilt. You're just promising
sure.
to take care of this citation.
What's your name, officer?
Within 30 days.
You want to stand closer so I can see it? Or tell me? Officer.
You already know who I am, so we're not going
to
play the name
game. I'm not trying to play the name game,
Schnorth.
Officer. I don't remember his name
Schnorth.
All the time. And you are?
Schnorth, are you refusing to sign the citation,
Officer
sir?
Gomez, thank you. Yes, yes. Am I going to sign the citation? That's a very good question.
Are you refusing?
If you take me to jail, that would be an opportunity for a nice lawsuit, wouldn't it? Does everybody mind if I go to jail tonight? I'll sign it. Give me this.
Mr. Norris, you're also being given a 24-hour vacate from this city hall, sir, from
really?
The park. Yes.
You better put that in writing.
That's
yes,
a
sir,
stay away
right
order.
There, after hours and 24-hour vacate warning per subsection 13.08.100 of Santa Cruz Municipal Code. Okay?
No, it's not okay, but I understand what you said.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Here you go, Mr. Norris. If you please need to now vacate the
park. No, you need
park.
To go on the sidewalk. Out in front.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Everybody else is gone.
Yes, they're all gone.
All right, it's our first stay away order, folks.
No, it's yours.
Yep, well, it's our first one.
Well, I don't. You're the one that signed it.
I did.
You're the one that was yelling back there.
I was.
Well, why did you yell like that?
I wasn't happy.
We'll
make sure it doesn't obstruct.
I don't want to argue. It is
obstructing. This gentleman here is okay. Not obstructing, and he's getting a ticket right now. He's legally allowed.
So I'm back on the sidewalk here, and Max is...
You have the right to be sleeping there.
Yeah, but he needs to learn that.
Kevin is getting a citation while lying next to my car, but not obstructing the sidewalk. He's only lying on about half of it. Are you getting a picture of this?
Yeah, kind of a dark one, but certainly getting a picture.
No. He's legally allowed to do on the sidewalk.
He has a sitting on the sidewalk right now.
Go read the quotes over there.
I'll deal with him. I'll talk to him. Okay. How much you weigh?
So an officer is...
I don't think it says that on here.
No.
It says in the following.
Declining to move when.
Six one way, half dozen the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything here about parking spaces.
It,
it says
say
in the commercial zones
obstructing
and residential
movement.
Zones and tour zones.
Something about obstructing.
And
movement.
We're not in any of those areas.
No one's trying to move
and
past here.
We're not obstructing.
Okay.
But what you're saying,
so
what you're saying, is
sure
a different
that
ordinance that you have betting. Is
correct.
What you're saying?
That is.
And what ordinance
separate
is that?
Separate from this one. It's the 636 series. So you may want to look at that.
636 series.
Yeah.
I appreciate you at least listening. This.
Okay.
This. What's
his name, please, if you could tell me?
Who's that?
The guy giving...
Officer Bailey?
Bailey.
Okay.
Officer Bailey.
Okay.
Would not look
at
this.
Folks, we do need to get this stuff cleared away so that people have access, okay?
No, we're not clearing it.
No? We can take all of it?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, we'll do that.
So the police are now threatening to remove the food tables and the tables with the produce, even though there's half the sidewalk that is clearly accessible through it. This is the first time police have descended to this level. I'm not sure why we have this kind of problem tonight.
They had a meeting about it. I mean, with the show of force out here, they had a meeting.
Possibly,
about it. Exactly,
possibly.
All of them were counseled not to say anything, not to give anywhere else for us to go to. I'm sure there was a bulleted list that they probably had on
possibly.
The chalkboard.
Possibly.
That told everybody exactly what to do.
All right.
That's why you should find out who the ranking officer is on the scene.
Yeah, I think it's Sergeant Forbus.
Sergeant Forbus. The best fact of the matter is a couple walking hand to hand, and another guy walks the other way. They walk into that pass.
And Louise and Phil Posner are talking with
police,
one of the officers.
Okay, so we just need to have you guys clear this up, all right? I don't want to have to take
clear
this up.
You guys were invited to take the veggies.
Oh, were we?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to take anything if everybody else is here, so let's
Lucero is holding up a sign, sleep deprivation is a crime. Officers are continuing to write more citations, more harassment of homeless people. But note the original, the policy of officers to engage in numerous threats, such as the threat to take all the tables, at which point when Abby Samuels stood up to them and said, no, good, take what you need to, that's fine. Then they said, oh, okay, we aren't going to take them. In other words, if they can intimidate you and threaten you into doing what they want, they will. It doesn't matter whether there's a legal justification for it or not. It's just if it seems to be in accord with their objective in getting you to do what they want to do, which in this case was to get us to leave, not just to leave the park, because we had left the park. Now we were on the sidewalk. You're listening to audio from the night of Tuesday the 11th, actually now it's Wednesday the 12th in the very early morning hours, outside City Hall along the sidewalk that borders Cedar Street, I believe it is. No, it's one over from Cedar Street. It's, it's the street between Cedar Street and Chestnut Street, and Center Street, that's what it is. There we go. Who have no way to pay these citations, who have no legal place to sleep, and who have no other options here. Right around the corner.
Did you hear this?
What?
He says, we're obstructing because if Louise and I are walking hand in hand, and if someone else comes...
Yeah.
Then they can't get by.
The hypotheticals don't count. What's this officer's name? What's your name, sir? I can't read it. I'm sorry. It's dark. What is it? Can you tell me, please?
It's Officer Amy.
Thank you, Officer Amy. If you're claiming that obstructing the sidewalk means it requires two people hand in hand to walk along, you know better than that, or you should. Obstructing the sidewalk means not moving when asked to move. If someone is walking and tries to get past, not theoretically, but in actual practice. Are you aware of that?
And I was, where did you come
he
up with
he doesn't give me an answer to that
one. Here's the thing. When you obstruct the sidewalk, you're blocking access. Correct?
Right. Okay. But you're saying that if two people, as long as two people can not walk hand in hand, we're obstructing the sidewalk.
No, I'm you misspelled my name. Now, how could you do that?
Because I don't know you.
Well, let's get to know each other. Now, come on.
196, go ahead. So,
you've got under a couple walking the other way.
And you have another person walking the other way. They should be able to.
Can you give me the full name, spelling, and people move ID number?
The last thing that you gave the Adam Henry Norris. The middle name is the Norris.
If they have to stop or something like that.
I'm known as Robert Norris upon or Robert Norris. Either way.
The
Do I disagree with the do people move? Absolutely they do. Also, some people don't, and that's where issues arise.
Go ahead.
I just got to change your name on here.
You can if you want. It's Robert Norris or Robert Norris Khan. Take your pick.
Thank you.
Either one.
And the police don't have...
And both are equally valid, so I'm not trying to evade any kind of situation.
I didn't know who you were.
Well, now you do.
Now I do. And I am Officer Rodriguez. Nice to meet you, sir.
Yeah, not too nice to meet you under these circumstances, Officer Rodriguez.
I know.
Which Supreme Court?
Our own Supreme Court of California. Washington.
Oh, the big one.
The big one. Yeah,
we can show you that two couples can pass.
Yeah, they can just say.
So people continue to film this, even though the so-called park includes the bricks, and I have not yet been given I've got a stay away order. If you want to challenge it.
Good, there you go. Good. Well, finally got a plaintiff.
Unfortunately, it's only for 24 hours, but I could come back. Get a second infraction.
Does that mean you can't be on the sidewalk?
No, I don't think. I mean, I've not yet been challenged. Yes.
Need you to note this.
What do you got?
I changed your name, Rob Norris Khan.
Okay.
Okay. You put your ID number there, C5888-0950.
No idea, but maybe.
Okay. That's the only thing I changed in the citation. Understood?
Sure. No problem.
So, how's you doing? Thank you, Mr. Norris.
All right.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey.
Hey.
Laura.
Hey.
Where's my hug? All right.
No hat.
How about 7-Eleven?
No hat.
Maybe 11. What are you
on? I don't get off till in the morning. What do I think?
So, police are adopting a more stringent attitude tonight. There's a line of them that are blocking people from returning. Not that anyone wants to at this point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm counting them. 6, 7, 8, 9. I count 9 now. So it's 9 or 10 officers here.
River Street, across from the Channel Yard Center, there's a road called Golf Club Drive. There's a campground there.
And you're going to pay, sir?
How much does it cost?
You're going to pay?
I have no idea.
Is it free?
I don't know.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's open.
What's it called?
Do you believe it could be?
It's on Gulf Street. It's right up there. By
honestly, I don't know. I've seen people camp there. I have never asked them if they paid or anything.
Think about Bob's Pine Grove Campground?
That might be it. On Golf Club? Is that
maybe. Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know what the name
but
is.
But I thought that was closed years ago. Maybe it's reopened.
It's open. We've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And when was the last time you were there?
A month ago.
Really? What, in a complaint, or you just happened to be passing by?
No, there was an issue there.
Okay. And you have no more details on this campground?
Other than the location, yeah, I don't know who to contact, how to get in there, I don't know.
Did you notice how many people were there?
Well, it was probably 3 in the morning, so it was pretty dark, but there was at least probably 4 other camp tents there.
An organized campground?
Yeah. Tables.
He said
it's tables and restrooms.
I hadn't heard of that for a while. Thank you. However, that doesn't help us tonight. People need a place to sleep now, not sometime hence. And they don't have the option to go to campgrounds. These are poor people. These police officers are harassing poor people who have no choices. Giving $198 citations to poor people.
Won't be able to be enforced anyway. They can't enforce any of those tickets.
I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. There are about 18 or 20 of us on the sidewalk.
Find out that they're not even on the docket.
They
won't even run those tickets through.
We'll show up on the docket, I'm afraid. They already prior tickets have shown up, unfortunately. I'm going to see the number of squad cars that are still here.
Move along. Move along.
And there are some refusing to move. Give your full name if you don't leave, so we can follow you. Are you going to stay? You planning to stay?
I'm staying.
What's your legal name?
Jake Eitel.
How do you spell it?
E-I-T-E-L. Jake.
Jake Eitel. E-I-T-E-L. Date of birth?
11673.
11673. Thank you. Because you're likely to be arrested.
Arrested or just cited?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what they choose to do.
You can pick it up for us.
Cited or arrested. And Jake was, I believe, one of two men lying on the bricks covered with a blanket. The bricks still are being regarded as a part of the City Hall courtyard, hence a part of the quote park or closed area, which was about 3 feet from the sidewalk. It's the area right in front of City Hall where there's a directory sign and sort of a low-lying wall where you can sit down. And he stated he was refusing to move, and this really became the key issue as far as I could see. The people were willing to stand up to bullying, the police bullying and the police threats and the police ticketing, and again assert their right to be at the center of government and also of homeless people to be able to sleep at night. And they were going to continue to assert that right regardless of the show of armed force that was happening there. This is the first night this really happened with this kind of intensity. We saw several people, I guess the second night when Louise Posner stood up and when she went back onto the park area after everyone had left, and one guy, Max, who had asserted his right to stay there, I'm not getting up from my sleeping bag. And when Louise went over to be supportive, I too was there audioing it. She was told she had to leave or she'd get a ticket. She said, then I'm staying, give me a ticket. And that kind of sense of conscience that suddenly sparks in the moment, a kind of defiant determination to retain your rights, not to surrender them under threat, is what may win this struggle eventually. This does not mean it should be done capriciously. It often is done impulsively, but it shouldn't be done capriciously, because there are real consequences to getting these citations. You're going to have to go to court or pay money or hope that the officer doesn't appear. So there are real consequences, particularly if you return and they start trying to charge you with a misdemeanor, a more serious crime for returning. Of course, it's not a serious crime. It is a serious violation of your constitutional rights that they're engaged in. But to bring that to light and to make it a real public issue that then stops them from doing it is the challenge.
You're going to have an address for them to send the ticket to, or they're going to arrest you.
Normally, this place is spotless with brooms. It's cleaner than when we came in the morning. No, we're not cleaning it up now.
That's part of the problem. It's the mess.
No.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're kicking us out.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're kicking us out.
Thank you for your help.
Clean it up in the morning at 8:30 in the morning when we leave.
This is the kind of double talk and twisted turning back on homeless people stereotypes that police themselves are creating problems that they then blame homeless people for. The organizers of this protest, as far as I know, created a very clean situation in all the previous four sleepouts. I wasn't around, but I heard no complaints about it. And Abby Samuels is pretty good at that. She's a local Food Not Bombs co-founder here, or at least a strong activist who's been working with it for months and months and months now. And she does this kind of cleanup every weekend on Saturday and Sunday at the post office. And she and others did so, I believe, in all the past sleepouts. But the officers, intent again on enforcing compliance, it's kind of a little bit like the Stanford prison experiment. You give people power, you give them uniforms, you give them a task to the right to clear away and exercise authority over other people, and they start taking it further. And here you heard the officer telling Abby, you have to clean this up. And she said, we're not going to clean this up. You're driving us away. Tomorrow morning, you know, when we'd normally be here, we clean it up when we actually leave. And then the officer then says in a snide way, well, that's part of the problem. As though, of course, and she points out and she laughs at him and says, you created the problem. And now you're trying to blame us for it. But the problem is, folks reading this in the newspapers and reading letters in the paper or doing comments online on the Sentinel website believe this kind of nonsense, or at least they parrot it as though they believe it. Some folks do. Let's hear a little more. You're tuned to Free Radio, 101.3 FM. Were you present that night? Do you want to give your own account on the air? It is, that was on the night of April August 12th, last Wednesday, early in the morning, that this happened. And we'll be having another protest next Tuesday in the same place, and hopefully with more people. Again, a peaceful protest, even in the face of the kind of bullying tactics that might lead others to angry, if not violent, reaction. Of course, when you're being violent with a police officer, you risk getting shot dead. Unless you're well armed, in which case you both risk getting shot dead. All right, so let's hear some more from the sidewalk adjacent to City Hall.
So we need lots of photos of this for Facebook and for other social media to see how our police department is spending the taxpayer money here on the center of government.
Why don't we challenge them? Try to get everybody over there and see if they decide us all. All of us. All of us go back over there and see what happens.
We can try it if you want. We can ask.
You want to help me go around?
Yeah. He wants to know if we should all go back and risk being cited. You want to all go back together and be cited is what Phil Posner is proposing.
I'm personally voting for staying on the sidewalk.
Okay.
I'm waiting for him to say something about the tables in the gutter is not allowable, and then we move him back up on the sidewalk again.
I hear you.
Various strategies are being proposed.
It's been proposed that we all go back as a group, but that might involve more citations and or arrests, so you might want to think about that if you're interested. We're talking about that.
They almost arrested me. She told me if I don't move along, I'm going to get arrested. I said, I'm pleading the fifth right now. I can stand here.
Right. That's if we're talking about going back onto the sidewalk again. I mean, onto the, into the park.
And my sure I need you to move it at least, point it downwards. I'll make sure she's safe.
So two people are being cited who refuse to move on the brick area next to a tent.
Okay, everybody.
So, what's up?
Stand right here. Phil,
what are we going to do?
We're not supposed to be here, right?
No, the sidewalk's fine. We're on the sidewalk.
No, we're going to be on where we're not supposed to be and challenge them and see if they
sign us off. All right, sir, you're free and clear to take your tent down. I appreciate you. Face the sidewalk.
Let's come. Okay, let's go back. Come on. We're all going to go back first. Come on.
So there's been a proposal that we go back.
Just like a tree, just plant it on the water. Don't move. Come on.
I'm with Phil.
Come on. We're back on the. We're back on the farm. White mesh.
And Phil Posner, who led this, was, of course, the man who kind of inspired others in the group to give the name Freedom Sleepers to the group. He was one of the Freedom Riders back in the 60s who helped desegregate, I guess it was bus terminals and different public accommodations in the South, risking his life and limb. Here, hopefully, he's risking less, but he wants to make it clear that our objective is to restore the right to be in these places for poor and homeless people and for the entire community, I would hope. And therefore, he was encouraging people to go back into the park. And the rest of us were, some of us were agreeing, I was, to go along. At that point, I believe something else happened. Not sure whether we'd call it a coincidence or not, or a reaction to what we were doing, or just something that happened around the same time.
All of us. We're all back on the park. Come on.
You won't get shot.
I don't want to get
You're not
going to
get shot.
So we're back here.
This guy's just getting as much sleep as he can.
Right. Yes, sir.
I already gave you a citation for the 24-hour vacate. You're still
Here's
on the
my
park,
car.
Can you get off the park? Get on the subway.
I understand what you're saying. I'm in solidarity with this group here. If you want to arrest us, you can. I believe we are in a legal place. I believe we are legally here. Please leave us alone so we can spend the rest of the night in peace sleeping.
We're in order to disperse. We're not committing any violence.
Now, we returned, some of us, I believe, to the park area, although I don't have a really clear memory. I wouldn't like to make a complete confession on tape or on audio. But the audio speaks for itself. You can draw your own conclusions. There were seven or eight people who returned to the park and said, we're going to go back to doing what we're doing. And there you are.
Nor planning it. You have no right to issue an order to disperse.
This could be your first bust, mister.
Yeah.
I'm going to be taken to jail, though. I want you to take my iPod if I am.
Okay.
Because they've already given me a stay order, so.
Oh, right.
So. And that's a misdemeanor.
Are you staying here tonight, sir?
I'm decided yet.
Have you been given a ticket?
Yes.
Kevin has moved back onto the bricks.
I'm a spiritual advisor.
Yes. Well, we're all here right now. We're all here. Are you going to cite us all? We're all here.
You're allowed to lay down.
Okay. We're all here. Are you going to cite us all?
At this point, I'm not. But.
Well, let's go back in the grass then.
Then don't.
I hear that.
We're all together. Kevin began to move from the bricks back onto the grass. I vaguely recall.
Put your tents back over on the grass, man. It might rain tonight.
Oh, you're right.
No offense. All right, Tucker.
Hey.
So people were taking heart.
It's kind of wet on the grass over here.
And we're going back.
But we're still on the public access way. Keep that in mind. Some of us are on the grass.
So what's the deal? If we go on the grass, then we get a ticket?
No, they'll give a ticket. If you're in the park, they'll give you a ticket. I got a ticket standing in the public access way, illegally. People are moving back onto the... That's Lucero speaking.
Clowns want to take cheap shots about my wristwatch. My finance doesn't affect my politics.
Yeah. What you hear are people angrily and loudly expressing their right to be present. They are passionate. They are angry that their rights are being ignored. They are not violent by any means. The violence is being committed by those who are thuggishly demanding that they abandon their right to be on public property, that they abandon their right to sleep at night peacefully, that they abandon their right to be in solidarity with poor people in a way that harms no one.
What's going on over here? It looks like Israel is being taken away in handcuffs. What is he being arrested for? Israel, what are you being arrested for?
They haven't not told me.
What is he being arrested for?
Failed to identify himself and try to walk away from
me. I did not. I walked over here.
An officer says he's failed to identify himself.
They took the cameraman away.
And they took the cameraman away. And they arrested him and are taking him off.
You're
going
to have to arrest us all.
And
come on. Come on.
Failing to identify himself and walking away.
He took away the cameraman so they don't have the video. That's what they want.
And Israel is indeed the camera person here. Israel, what can we do? Do you want? What do you want us to do? Okay. You want to hand it to us? Okay.
Stop doing that. Please stop it.
No, we're doing this, man.
This is going to turn it bad. You'll knock it off.
Just relax.
It's going to turn bad for everybody.
Relax, man. We're okay.
You just stop doing this.
We're okay, man.
No, you're not being peaceful.
We're okay. Yes, we are.
No, you're not.
These officers
no,
you're not being are not being peaceful.
At all.
Well, we disagree.
I'll stand by them.
Okay,
you're
well.
See you, General. See you, General.
You're inciting a riot.
No, actually, we're trying to defend the right to sleep at night is what we're doing here. And these officers are the ones who are provoking this situation. It is a bad use of police time.
And end, one has to say it is an interesting targeting of photographers and journalists, something we saw before in the Santa Cruz 11 case, where five people are given felony citations and dragged through courts, where journalists or writers around these issues, Alex DeRosi, Bradley Allen, myself, Becky Johnson, Brent Adams. The situation here was I got a ticket because I was essentially trying to be present with the audio, even though I was on a legal access way through. Israel, who was the man with one of the two UCSC documentarians who had large lights and kind of a massive camera who are videoing the whole thing, he was taken away in handcuffs. His account later said something to the effect that he was asked for his ID, and he went to get it from his backpack, at which point they immediately grabbed him and arrested him. As you heard the officer say, perhaps he didn't, but I did, and it's on the audio, for refusing to identify himself and walking away. And it showed that the officers were losing it, you might say. Of course, being put in the position of trying to deny people constitutional rights that they are determined to assert can be a burden for armed thugs who are used to having their will effectuated immediately. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And by armed thugs, I don't mean to, again, as I said, demean any particular police officer. But the mass of officers acting in the way they were choosing to abridge constitutional rights through the threat of force and jail and fines and handcuffs and seizure of property. That's what thugs do.
It is foolish. It is abusive. It is wrong.
He's arresting him because he's pressed. He's arresting him because he's chicken.
He's arresting him because he's been taken.
I know it.
Failure to identify himself and walking away.
Failure to identify himself? That's what they say.
He said his ID is in his backpack. Do you want me to get it for him? Would that satisfy you guys? Nope. Why not? If that's your real concern, don't nope me, please. Come on, man. If you're really interested in his identification, we can get it for you.
The public thinks you're doing a bad job.
So you really want to harass people and arrest them, and you have to have some cause for asserting your authority.
You didn't get a chance to get his ID.
No.
Well, the public thinks you're doing a bad job.
Some of the public does. And it looks like he's being taken away.
Congratulations for your chicken shit arrest.
So I'm crossing the street again. We still have two officers at the end of the sidewalk here observing. And again, officers. One officer with the two sleepers still on the red brick area.
Okay, we got it.
Where's she at?
What's happening? Anything new? Looks like another citation. Hang in there, Lauren. It's okay.
If we could detain your detainee for a second, we would like to ask where our friend's bag is.
You know, my stuff is right
in the
sleeping tent.
Okay.
I need a backpack, a black backpack.
Okay, a black backpack.
Mr. Morris, can I have you step back while he's doing
it.
The ticket, please?
Lee, can you move up a little closer to the camera?
Man, 6 inches is not enough. Can you back up another 2 feet?
Oh, come on. Come on. I just did.
I'm shining at the ground.
What's happening now is Israel's wife, who is part of the photographic team, was now getting a ticket herself. And she was in tears because her husband was being taken away for no reason, other than perhaps he was photographing things the police didn't like and not responding to their authority quickly enough in a manner that they would respect or acknowledge, not submitting, I don't know. In any case, very upsetting to her and upsetting to all of us, I would say. And I don't let my calm voice fool you in this whole situation. It's important that you maintain at least the appearance of calm, even if you're not entirely calm, because my job there is to document what's going on and to let the community know what's going on, and also, of course, to stand with the people who are trying to awaken the conscience of the community on these issues. So Lauren Dawson, the other photographer, was now getting a citation for, I'm not quite sure what it was. It was either being in the park after hours or obstructing the sidewalk. I guess she may talk about it. But it seemed that it was very coincidental that all the people, well, who are specifically and pointedly doing journalism or taking photographs, and that included the Indie Bay photographer, Alex DeRosi, who writes up these stories on Santa Cruz Indie Media. You can see his both his writing and his photographic work, which is very good, on Santa Cruz Indie Media, of the past protests that were there. They all got citations. That was the first time Alex has gotten a citation of this kind for quite a while, as I understand it. And again, it seemed to me this was an attempt to, for me, it was clearly a repressive action against the press. Now, there's some who would say, well, the press has no right to violate the law, as the police see it, which is being in a park after dark, or being in a park after 10 o'clock, or in this case, after the city, half an hour after the city council leaves. But the reality of it is the police are making decisions about this whole center of city government citations, which hopefully will redound against this illegitimate assertion of authority. They're aware this is a protest. They're aware people are trying to raise an issue that actually facilitates their work. They have to spend a lot of time going after complaints about homeless folks who are sleeping and sitting in other places that make middle-class people nervous because they have no legal places to go anymore. And so it would save a lot of police time and money if there were a more reasonable approach adopted. And that, of course, is what people at City Hall are trying to do, the protesters, the freedom sleepers. That's what we're trying to do. So we're actually in support of some of us, of using the police in a more rational way to deal with real crime instead of this as a sort of a gentrification, real estate, downtown business goon squad, which is how they're being used now. Anyway, let's hear some more. Although, actually, what I think I'm going to do is that sort of, I actually have a lot more audio from different points, but there's only about 9 or 10 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to take a calming musical break that hopefully everyone will appreciate, and I believe Uncle Dennis will be coming in. I think he's back from his trip. There's going to be from the Cream to the Dreg show coming up in about 9 minutes. I'll also make a few announcements. Here's a little bit of something to calm us down first.
She left the city shy of 17. She said she had to learn to feel. 'Cause mama never taught the difference between right and wrong. She said, I gotta find out what is real. So cross your fingers, knock on wood, but shut. Get you right to paradise that will lead us.
That was a snatch of music from Phoenix, the Harpist. You're tuned to Free Radio, 101.3 FM, freakradio.org. I'm Robert Norris. We're still looking for a studio. I'm going to remind you, this will all come to an end on October 1st when we are going to have to move out of the current quarters we're in and we have no place else to go. A couple of notes that came up at yesterday's Homeless United meeting. There was a suggestion from Toby that we adopt a mobile campground strategy as Safe Ground does in Sacramento, appealing to churches to allow us property and then go from place to place, hopefully getting, as apparently Toby says, folks in Sacramento, the churches have gotten the park rangers to give sleepers a pass and allow them to sleep. And indeed, it was a mobile camp, Camp Dignity, where people did shopping cart parades. There were one park, and then when they're driven out of it, they did a shopping cart parade through town to another one. And eventually the city got embarrassed at seeing all these homeless people being driven from place to place, indicating lack of facilities in the city and the cruelty about not letting them sleep in one place. Although Portland still has plenty of problems, but they established eventually Camp Dignity, which became Dignity Village. And so I believe on September 2nd, Toby's going to start doing a suggest a sleep train and start organizing that so that we move from place to place and in another civil disobedient or maybe it's even completely legal action. I'm not sure. That's, I guess, has yet to be decided, but it was one of the things that was happening. There is a Mime Troupe event coming up this weekend. The San Francisco Mime Troupe has an event, and that is, I think it's called Freedomville. Let's see if I can find it on here. I'm hoping we'll be there. That is to say that Freedom Sleepers will be there. Freedom Land, it's called. And it starts 2:30 on Saturday and 2:30 on Sunday in San Lorenzo Park. If you bring a blanket, a low beach chair, hat, sunscreen, water, snacks, oh, and a sleeping bag and a determination to join the Freedom Sleepers. That's what we need. San Francisco Mime Troupe is not silent, says this. Freedom Land asks the questions, are the police out of control? Judge for yourself, given what they're doing at City Hall. What happens to innocent until proven guilty? Is a young black soldier safer in Afghanistan than walking down the streets of his neighborhood? By asking these questions in the parks, San Francisco Mime Troupe hopes to move from dialogue to action to ensure the rights and fair treatment for all. We're hoping to be there to encourage the Mime Troupe, which has a speak out, I believe, either at the beginning or at the end of its show, to allow us and also to support the restoration of civil rights in Santa Cruz itself. Often in the past, the Mime Troupe is... I think last year they allowed... I always distribute literature there. Again, that's 2:30 on Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend. So I encourage people to check that out. I think I'm going to play an interview or two right for, sort of as a closing huzzah. We actually, and I'll be coming back on Sunday with a lot more interviews from the last week or so. Let's go back to Pacific Avenue, and this is on the 9th of August. So I guess today we're on the 13th. It was... I think Sunday or Monday, something like that. Let's listen in.
Here with a man who may or may not want to be identified. Do you wish to be to say who you are?
No, thank you.
But as an anonymous person who has a sign, any kindness appreciated, how's it been going?
It's been going all right, man. You can't really complain about, you know, the kindness that's given, but... Other than that, it's fine.
I see you have shade on the side of the street.
Yes, you got to, especially during the summer.
And no hassles from hosts or police, or just a few?
Just a few. I mean, like, you know, just the same bullshit, you know.
And nothing today, though?
No, nothing today.
And how long you been here?
A couple hours.
That's pretty good. I mean, I notice you're not in the designated zone, you and your kitty and your six packs. One, two, three, four. So we're talking with...
Craig.
Okay, your sign says ladies hot tub instructor, but you say one of the first alarmed guards has been, should we say, harassing you?
Well, actually two of them have, but one of them's been more harassing than the other. One that's, there's two involved majorly, but...
And what are they, what's, when was the last time this happened? Actually, we just passed the man who used...
Today. I'll consider it a form of sexual harassment because they made a bunch of derogatories and explicit comments towards me and physically threatened me.
Uh-huh.
And so I haven't been able to get any kind of...
Have you complained to the police yet?
I complained to City Hall, but they haven't really...